Sinn Féin councillor Jim McVeigh is on the line with us this morning about these posters. Morning to you, Jim.
Morning, Stephen.
What are your thoughts?
Well, Stephen, I've no doubt that they are racist posters, and I've no doubt in my mind that that loyalists are involved in these posters. There's a vein of sectarianism and racism, which is largely the same thing within loyalism in that part of the city. And I have no doubt that they have been involved in this. But, Stephen, what I wanted to just mention was that we did have the report.
Well, how do you know they're involved?
Well, I don't know for certain they're involved.
Right. All you can do is you have no doubt, but you don't know for certain.
Well, I don't know for certain, but, I mean, there is a track record, there is a history of sectarian attacks in that part of the city. We know who've been involved in them. It's been the UVF. But that's not what I wanted to specifically talk about, Steve. I wanted to just draw attention to someone else mentioned the Nolan report, no relation to yourself, I'm sure, last week from the CRC, and how a faction of the Protestant working class in this city have been let down, I suppose, by their own politicians. And, I mean, nobody's really talking about that. I know that John Cale made reference to that, but we have a situation, ironically, where clearly there is a section of unionism or a section of Protestant working class communities in the city that do feel disenfranchised, do feel let down by their politicians. But I thought it was ironic that in the middle of all that, we have the DUP, and indeed the UUP, proposing to bring in welfare cuts, which are going to screw those people again, basically. And there's very little talk about that.
Yeah, because like 70-odd million quid coming out of the health budget isn't going to screw those people, and 30-odd million coming out of the education budget isn't going to screw those people. And this isn't about Sinn Féin being worried about their All-Ireland strategy of not accepting welfare cuts. It's nothing to do with that. Sure, it's not.
Absolutely nothing to do. And let me tell you something. I get frustrated when I hear people talking about it. Do you know why we're opposed to welfare cuts? Because I believe, that they're deeply, deeply unfair, and they're going to have a destructive impact on the communities that we come from, the communities that we represent. That's the reason why we're opposed to it. No other reason.
And you're getting there, are you? You've been over negotiating, because you know you keep on leveling this at the DUP. You know, what does Martin McGuinness need Peter Robinson to hold his hand? If he's been over there, if he's such a good negotiator, has he been over there, and what's he brought back?
Well, Stephen, I would say I'm not going to get into a position where people don't want to hear me or any other Sinn Féin politician slagging off to the UP in this matter.
Well, you've just done it.
What they want, I believe, people within the Protestant working class, within the Protestant community as well, is they want the parties, they want Sinn Féin and the DUP, they want Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness to stand together, to go back to the British government and negotiate a better deal. Now, it's not too late to do that.
And McGuinness needs Robinson to do it with him. He can't do it on his own.
It's not a case of he needs anybody.
Well, then why haven't you lot gone over? And if you're telling me... Hold on a moment. I need to be able to...
Hold on, because I need to be able to put this point to you.
If you're saying that a negotiation can work, why haven't you brought it back?
Stephen, let me finish. What we need to do is stand together, all of the parties, but particularly the two largest parties. I think that ordinary people within the Protestant community, within the unionist community, understand that when these cuts are brought in, they're going to get screwed along with everybody else. And instead of rolling over, what we should be doing is starting together. Yes, we do need the DUP. The DUP needs us. The people that we represent need us together to stand together, to go over to London and to argue and negotiate a better deal. Now, does anybody really believe we're... How many months are we away from a referendum on Scottish independence? Does anybody really believe that the British government wants politicians and political parties from this part of this island over there, right, at a time when they're worried about Scottish independence? We have considerable leverage. It's not too late, and we could be doing better. But what I was struck, Stephen, about... Hold on, Jim.
If you do have considerable leverage, then how come Sinn Féin, forget about the DUP for a moment, Sinn Féin, with all of that considerable leverage, haven't delivered for their people?
Well, we have secured some changes in terms of the proposed welfare cuts.
But it's not enough?
But Stephen,
so why haven't you delivered at all?
It's not enough because, look, when we stand together, we're stronger. When we're divided as a people... when we're divided along sectarian lines or party political lines, the fact of the matter is that London, the London coalition government, will try and take advantage of that division. If we were prepared to stand together, if Peter Robinson and his ministerial team were to stand shoulder to shoulder with Martin McGuinness and our ministerial team and go to London together and make a strong case for further changes, right? I believe, we believe, we could get a much better deal. And for the people who live in East Belfast, see those young kids who can't get a job in East Belfast, who can't get a job on Ballymurphy, for them, because those are the people who are going to be screwed by these cuts.
And you're telling me this morning, are you, it is Sinn Féin's position that no money will be taken out of Northern Ireland because of penalties. You're saying that's la-la land. Nonsense, is it?
No, we're not saying it's la-la. But what we're saying
so
is...
So it's real, is it?
Well, it may well be, but it's not over till the fat lady sings, as they say. What we have a situation is, at the moment is these welfare cuts are proposing to take something like $500 million out of our economy, right? Now, that's not good enough. That's going to impact on... See the young people that we're worried about in East Belfast and Newton Arch Road and the Strand or Ballymurphy? It's going to impact on those people. See those people who have already been screwed, Stephen? They're going to get screwed again. Now, that's not right. That's not fair. And what we're saying is, instead of standing apart and arguing with each other, I believe that the vast majority of people on both sides of the community want us to do this. Let's get together. Let Peter Robinson stand with Martin McGuinness, go over to Downing Street and demand a better deal. And I think people understand instinctively that we do have leverage when we do that, because it doesn't happen probably very often. It doesn't happen enough. We would like to see it happen more often. But when we do it, I think it has a huge impact, or it would have a huge impact, and we would all get a better deal for our most vulnerable people in this society who are going to be impacted by these proposed cuts.
And what is your top line negotiation? What is it you want?
What do we want? Well, we want to reduce the negative impact of the cuts are going to have.
No, that's too broad. Specifics. So which cut are the British government implementing that you want scrapped?
Well, I mean, an example of it, Stephen, is the bedroom tax. I mean, we're implacably opposed.
It's already gone.
Well, part of it's gone. A part of it's gone, but there's a proposal in there to introduce it for people who...
For existing tenants, it's gone.
For existing tenants, for people in the future, it's not gone.
For people in the future?
But people move it into homes. Obviously, there would be a cut-off.
Presumably, the housing executive won't move them into homes that there is a spare room in.
But, Stephen, we have a huge housing shortage. Yeah. So we're not in a position to make those type of choices.
Do you know what, Jim? Here's the other point to you this morning. You see now that Martin McGuinness has gone over and he's having dinner with the Queen and he's doing all of that type of stuff. You see, if you all believe so passionately in this, then why don't you get into the House of Commons and start, if you've got MPs, why don't you sit down there and use the position to try to put pressure on the British government? Here you are criticising the DUP for not going over there, for not doing more negotiating. At least the DUP take their seats, so you not take your expenses, you take the taxpayers' money to be over there, but you just don't go. So if McGuinness can go over and have dinner with the Queen, why not take a seat and actually argue the case on behalf of your constituents?
Well, we're Republicans, Stephen. We're in a stance as party, but listen, see ordinary people.
You're Republicans and your leaders meeting the Queen and having dinner with her.
As a mark of respect, Stephen, as a mark of respect to the very significant number of people who live in this city and live in our city who have a very high regard for the British Queen. So that's why we're doing it. But listen, ordinary people, Stephen, I think, and I know you had to put these rhetorical questions, but ordinary people, and I'd be bumping into them on a daily basis, and ordinary people on both sides of the community don't want Sinn Féin and the DUP to be arguing over this matter of welfare cuts. Because that's what it is about, a welfare cuts strategy. It's not welfare reform. It's about welfare cuts. What they want is they want Sinn Féin, and we're the two biggest parties on this part of the island. They want the DUP. They want to see Martin McGuinness and Peter Robinson together, as they've done occasionally in the past, to come together, to go over to London together, and put all of our intellect, to put all of our influence together to get a better deal. See those people that we're worried about, that John Kelly's worried about over in East Belfast? Those are the people who are going to be screwed if we let this through.